This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
This is just between you and me, okay?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, well, I hear you, but if it's that intense, I'll need a solid buzz to think clear.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of The Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday. Songs about crime. Or stealing, or whatever. But not artists.
It has to be a song about committing a crime, but you guys just totally said screw rules. You don't have to abide by them.
Beating is a crime.
No, it's not.
It's breaking the law.
No, it's a breaking a traffic law, but it's not criminal.
Depends on how fast you're going.
So if you... If you're excessively speeding...
Technically, I've had a police officer tell me, technically you're under arrest while the lights are on. That's what they said. Technically, there's plenty on his
Antonio
list.
Antonio Brown is going to say,
"You don't have to worry about the speeding."
I'm not worried about it.
To be honest with you, I don't give a bleep. I don't care. The bots are going to make sure I get disqualified anyway.
That's true. Yeah. The bots do hate us.
Yeah, they like someone else.
Can I bitch for a moment?
Well, why would you? Why do you have to ask?
I don't know why
anybody
I said it like
didn't
that.
Listen to hour number one.
So the Houston Press does awards every year.
Who doesn't these days?
Yeah, that's true. And they have all kinds of awards in their list. And I'm actually making, as I talk, I'm writing down some of the stupidest awards that you can vote on the Houston Press. Now, oh, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, I wasn't.
Here's the problem that I have before. Let me read you some of these, okay? You can vote on the Houston Press for Best Band for Dancing. Not just band, the Best Band for Dancing.
It's a very specific reward.
The Best Costume Shop. The Best Dance Company. What does that even mean, the Best Dance Company? The Best DJ. I don't know if anybody could name like more than two DJs in this town.
DJ Khaled. I don't know. In this town,
in this town is even different.
Exactly.
DJ
These are all Houston-based. No. Yeah, well.
Because he does the Rockets games.
There you go.
That's a good point. I wonder if he's on the list. I'd have to go back and look. They have Best Gay Bar. Who'd you vote for, Nick?
There's one that I ran into on in the Heights.
Ran into. You ran into?
It was an accident. Accident.
Yeah. I accidentally stayed there for
Isn't
4 hours.
Michael Berry said?
No, I was at the bar, and then we're like, hey, let's go to the bar next door, not knowing it was a gay bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I ran into it.
So believe me, there's plenty of these that I get that make sense, okay? Some of these, not so much. They have the best place to buy video games.
The Online?
Best place to people watch. Best rapper, best singer. Those make sense as separate categories. Best soup dumplings. Best mechanic. What? We're voting in the Houston Press for the best mechanic in the city of Houston. That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard
of.
Some of these categories, you know what it's screaming to me? We have a sponsor that we'd like to reach out to. I was going to say, do you guys have the best? I want you guys to vote right now on the Usual Suspects. We're going to have a poll.
Yeah.
Best combination fusion
ball wash
of American food and Indian food. Best restaurant out there.
Best party supplies. Best place to buy plants. Now, even I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Best Mr. Long. People watch? How creepy is that?
Exactly. Yeah, that's just weird. Who wins that award? Stupid. And stupid.
Wait till someone puts the bathroom and then it's all going to go crazy.
Best spay neuter clinic.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody can do that.
Best Astro, best. They have like Astro, best Rocket, best Texan, best Dash.
Well, that's going to be JJ's girlfriend.
Come on. This is, you know why I bring all this up, right? Of all of the categories listed in here, do you know the one thing they don't have on this list?
Best radio station.
They don't have best radio station. They don't have best radio show. And they also don't have best comedian. When you've got the likes of Andy Huggins is on America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. Ali Sadiq has dropped two specials and done several other things, including a national tour. Mo Ammer, who we featured on, also featured on this show, just dropped a Netflix special. And then there's tons of other headliners that are doing a lot of things in this city.
Radu.
How is you? Well, he's... Love you, Radu. How are you not? How is that not a topic? How is that not at least an option on this? You have best place to best spay and neuter clinic, but you can't have best radio station, best sports talk show, best. I mean, the Houston Press. I see why they had to fold their paper division. Terrible, sad, fake news.
Well, that's what they're. If doing I was making too, a, like,
how about best paper that can go to hell? Houston Press.
Best.
Ugh.
Best ball wash product.
Yeah. I mean, ballsy.
Essentially, I'm just sounds
ballsy
like...
Ballsy or just soap. Ivory soap.
I would how do say you come if to you the... went to the website, you'd probably have an auto a garage, an auto mechanic on there that's a sponsor. I would bet that all of these are connected to sponsors of theirs. Otherwise,
I was just
going to
say.
Highly random.
How do you come up with the best mechanic? That's like impossible.
I'm going to get to that. I'll go to that list and read it to you. Best DJ. Here's your nominees. DJ Nos. DJ Ebonics.
Big fan.
I've heard of it.
DJ
Ebonics.
Gloss.
All over it.
DJ Raul and DJ Squared. What I love is that all of them have to use DJ in their name or else you wouldn't know they're a DJ because they would be in the DJ booth DJing. But they still need to call themselves DJ Ebonics. It's like comedians do that sometimes. You'll see a comedian be like, Comedian Johnny. And it's like, we kind of get that. You could just go by Johnny. You don't need to say you're a comedian. You're on stage telling, and I'll use air quotes because some of them that say they're Comedian Johnny don't really have jokes. They're just playing comedian. What was I looking up? Mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what list that is. Here you go. It's literally a name, I guess. Adolf H. I don't even know how to pronounce this. H-O-E-P-F-L.
Hopeful?
H-O-E-P-F-L.
At least hopefully wins the award.
Oh, I love this place. Dennis's Auto Service Center. What? Downtown Automotive, Hillcroft Automotive, the Car Hospital, and Montrose Car Care. Really? I hope you sold enough ads, Houston Press.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
This is disgusting.
Who?
And stupid.
Who got to choose the nominees?
Whoever,
the sales department?
Whoever bought an ad. Yeah.
The sales department told us who's up for this award.
Best party supply. Best. There's only one. It's Arnie's, right? Like, that's it.
No, Frankel's.
Frankel's?
Frankel's was the big costume and
not even on the list. Apparently, they don't advertise in the Houston Press, so they didn't make the cut.
Wow.
Pretty dumb.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. I see why other places are... I see why Sports Map, Culture Map are taking over.
Which, as well, they should.
Damn right.
And, you know, Gift Map, if you're looking for a great one-stop shop to
I wonder if you can get ballsy
gifts
on
during
Gift
the
Map.
Holidays.
No.
Go to giftmap.com.
Do it.
You don't have to leave the house. Better than Amazon.
We should do that. We should put our list on Gift Map and then let the listeners buy us all kinds of lavish presents.
I'm all for that.
I am, too.
Yeah, we're going to get
a ton
of...
Tracy Cowley can afford
all right.
it, right?
There's, oh, yeah. She's hurt now. She's loaded.
She'll get us some ball wash.
Chris said the best mechanic is that Mexican guy down the street that has four cars in his yard.
It's not nice.
That's not nice at all.
And speaking it's a tad bit racist. Is he banned?
Speaking of racist texts, we got this one here. Next Wayback Wednesday, Songs about lawn and garden.
Hell no.
That's from Hector. And no, no jokes, please. That's what he said. Insert joke here. Hector texting about lawn and garden. All right, Hector. I got it.
Any more?
Oh, yeah, there's tons more. Yeah, I've deleted a bunch of them because they're
not just... Not much of a lawn talk. They're just any more texts you want to get out of the way? Or?
Yeah, I spent a week in Midland, Texas on a critical lift operation. I couldn't listen to the show in the truck or on Wi-Fi. I'm realizing how much I missed you guys. LOL, back to front. So,
and he's listening.
Got my vote for lawn talk. Okay, you guys can suck it.
Okay, you got two here that are against it. So two against one.
Two against two, because I vote lawn talk.
We didn't let you
vote.
And
a listener. If we have to listen to Joel's excessive use of puns, then we can listen to lawn talk. I would agree with that too, sir.
Of course you would.
Sounds like an intelligent text to me. Lawn talk sponsored by Nut Rub and Sack Spray, where Barry can discuss the benefits of a well-groomed and well-trimmed lawn. Trail to us. Bringing it on home. And of garden hoe.
And the garden hoe.
Does Nick hang mistletoe over his dog's crate? You guys are getting out of hand now. That hasn't come up in a long time. I had to read it. That hasn't come up. If I'm going to read Joel's pun text, I'm certainly going to read that one.
That was random. I didn't expect that.
Not me either. It popped up while I was reading the rest. So I was like, yeah, we'll roll with
it. Might as well.
Good times.
Great times. Okay, we're going to continue to roll. Rockets 2, by the way, don't play until tomorrow night in Utah against the hated Utah Jazz. They cut Daniel House last night.
Okay.
So maybe we'll get into a little bit of the reasons why, as Daniel House, the former A&M and U of H product, has worked his way into the rotation, has played better and better of late, and now he's without a job. So we can break down for you exactly why they may have done such a thing.
How many games did he have? Like five? Four or five?
A handful of games.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but lately he's been knocking down the three. Nick, you saw him. I mean, you know, he was a little kind of, you know, just get the jitters out of the way. But once he did that, it looks like the guys built confidence in him, and he was knocking down shots. So
yeah, it was surprising when because he played him against like 3-4 days ago. He looked like the guy that was going to be played in front of Gary Clark, and then all of a sudden he gets
even cut. Last night. I mean, Monday night in Minnesota, Harden had confidence in him, and he was knocking down the corner three. So we'll get into that a little bit as we get ready to get the Rockets scheduled for the rest of the week for you. So we can hit that. We can hit some other things. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, please give us a call or a text at 713-780-3776, which is the HRNP listener line. And, of course, you can also reach us via Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second hour of the show on a Way Back Wednesday. I have hour number two. Nick had hour number one. Barry, hour number three. Songs about crime. Pre-2008. This song, by the way, I didn't realize this, but I've had two different, the national broadcast and when I was scanning on NFL Sunday Ticket, the Steelers game a few weeks ago, this song fires up Steelers fans.
What song is this?
Sticks Renegade. They play this song at Heinz Field, and I guess the Steeler Nation goes nuts. This is when they need to stop or something.
If it ain't Mr. Roboto, I don't want to hear Sticks.
Okay.
That's his way of crapping on your song, sir.
No. No, no. You have to choose songs for the list. I'm not crapping on his. He didn't make the song. I'm not crapping on that.
It's okay. You could have just went with it and crapped on the song. It was okay.
I'm just saying. Right? I think that's the only. Because I didn't even know
Come
what this
sail
was.
Away.
Is that Sticks?
Yep.
Never heard that either.
That's a great song. I actually know that song.
What is it? I don't think I've ever heard it. Come sail away.
I'm pretty sure you've heard
say
it
about three more times. You got the basic melody.
It's basically, yeah. I'm sure you've heard it.
I'm thinking of Sailing by Christopher Cross in my head. That's all I can hear. I love that song. It's such a great song.
So the Rockets cut Daniel House last night. And because of the local ties and because they have a little bit of a tendency to have some love for the U of H type product, he gone. He had picked up of late. It looked like he was gaining the trust of some of the veterans. But now the reasons behind it, because D'Antoni was even talking, Nick, I don't know if it was a home game and you caught that, but he even said, I think it was at the Minnesota game too, he's proven he can play in this league. And that Harden seemed to really kind of like him, trusted him, was passing to him. He had knocked down a few threes. But now he's gone, and they're saying the reason why he's gone is twofold. One, they need that roster spot so that they can take Gary Clark off of a two-way contract, because if you don't know how two-way contracts work, you get, I think, 45 total days up with the big club, in this case the Rockets, splitting time between that and the G League. When those 45 days are up, he can no longer, you have, a decision has to be made, he can no longer be on the roster. So now, because Daniel House is not on the roster, they can get a deal done and get Clark signed. So he's not on a two-way. So right. Maybe then that opens up House to be on a two-way. And then the other thing that there's rumors out there, and NBA types are saying that the reason why it was done as well is because they are close to making a move that will impact their rotation.
Okay.
So I don't know what that
means. We don't know what the move is. That. Oh, that's juicy details.
No, that's just the other rumor as to why the decision was made now, because, like I said, he had been making progress. People were starting to think, hey, this guy maybe could turn into something, and now he, as Nick said, he's gone.
There you go.
I mean, look, he didn't. He said he earned some minutes because of his energy a few games ago, and now he's not. He's gone. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mentioned it, I think, last week or the week before when I was lamenting about the Rockets, but I felt like everybody that they've had on their bench has been a poor man version of somebody they had last year. Mm-hmm. And in this case, he was kind of a poor man's Gerald Green. You looked for a little bit of energy off the bench. You looked for him to knock down a three-pointer. And, you know, I think the last couple of games, like you suggested in the last game, Harden kind of fed him a couple times. But the game before that, 0-for-3, so... A hot and cold guy, you already have one of those. You really don't need another one, do you?
I mean, he hasn't even shown that he can be hot and cold. He only played 5 games.
Averaged 8 points in about 21.2 minutes per game with Houston. The highest scoring game he had was the blowout loss to the Mavs. So that doesn't say much.
Yeah.
But I would almost say that his comparison wouldn't even be Gerald Green, because Gerald Green had the ability to go off for 20-some on a given night. I'd say it's more like Luke Mbamute, where he might...
Oh, you think he's that good on defensively?
No, I'm just saying in short stints, maybe he can get some stops for you, maybe knock down a three, but he's not going to give you double figures on most nights. But look, who was? Their bench.
Yeah.
It's like, besides Eric Pretty Gordon, ugly. Who could you turn to and say, I'm going to get this from that guy?
Pretty ugly.
And it's going to continue to get that way until they make a move. So hopefully this is the door opening up for a roster spot. I think, Nick, you've grown to be a pretty big fan of it, but Clark deserves a regular contract. He's earned that. As an undrafted free agent, he's come in and at least shown that he can fit in with this system. He can play.
I mean, honestly, I've had initially I absolutely hated him, and then he grew on me, and now I'm back to, honestly, I don't know if he really deserves that many minutes. He might like Carmelo, like I wanted with Carmelo, he might need to be the second option on the second row, on the second unit. He looked good when he's playing 12 minutes and he's scoring 6 points, then you start throwing out words like efficient and potential, right? But then when he started playing 30, 32, 33 minutes, mm-hmm. and you're still scoring 6-8 points, mm-hmm. so you don't look that good.
But what I'm saying is he's at least earned to be on an NBA roster instead of a two-way player.
I think so. As a backup, yes. Probably, yes.
But I think he's absolutely earned it to the point where he's proven he can play in this.
Because he's a fearless player. He can shoot he wants to shoot three-pointers. And a lot of NBA teams are looking for three-point shooters, including the Houston Rockets. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely getting better. But, yeah, he needs to get better quicker, because there's just not enough depth on this team. And perhaps that's what they're going to address come trade deadline. They're going to address the depth.
Also of note, Rockets got Nene back, so that should help alleviate some of the pressure on Clint Capela as far as minutes go.
Just 10. They're giving him 10, 11 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 12 the first game, but 10 the second. But it's still a body. That's what they needed, because what's his name? Hardenstein.
Well, they sent him back to the G League last night.
So at least you got a veteran guy that can hold his own. I think game 1 he had a block. He didn't do much in game 2. But it's a body I would trust more than that Hartenstein cat.
Oh, absolutely.
He wasn't playing well at all.
No.
He looked lost.
I got a kick out
and
of the one game.
And he was getting bodied every
The one game he made
every
a three
night.
And everybody's like, he's a poor man's Dirk. I'm like, poor or like side of the road with a tin can living under an overpass?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you ain't even close to that. So they sent him down. The thing that's bothering me about all that, because you said it's a warm body. It's a big body, too, in Nene. But here's the thing. Do something with Chris and Knight, because everybody's out there saying those are their two big trade chips. They're trying to shop around the league to get them some help on the bench. Well, they're not doing you any good sitting on the bench, not playing, not doing anything to help your reserves or your rotation. Either move them or lose them or do something so that you can add, because this bench, as we talked about, was so good last year. One of the top two benches in the league as they entered the playoffs. And now it's embarrassing what they have when the starters sit down.
Yeah, it's night and day. I mean, they went from one of the best to one of the worst.
Yeah.
In a season.
No doubt about
Short-sightedness on Maury's part.
He's finally come out, by the way, too, and admitted it. He said, you can blast me because it's on me. Yeah. So he's owning up.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you see where Markel Fultz was diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome? They said that's the reason his shot sucks.
Wait, there's an opportunity for me here. I saw the movie Thoracic Park.
Oh, my God. They said that TOS, I'll just use that because it's easier, it affects the nerves between the neck and the shoulder, resulting in abnormal functional movement and range of motion.
Saw the greatest response
Thus,
to that last
severely,
night.
Severely affecting your shot, is
so
what they said.
I was watching NBA TV when they made the announcement. They asked Isaiah Thomas and Coach McHale about it. Uh-huh. And Isaiah was like, now is that something where you need surgery in your shoulder? Is that something where they're going to do something and work on your head? And then Mikhail goes, I don't know what that is, but does it cause you to play, like keep away with your hands with the ball on a free throw until you get it over your head and then you just release it really fast? He goes, because I don't think that whatever he has is really focusing on the problem. It happens to be between his ears.
It's wild. And I don't know, you guys are the basketball aficionados. Are you hearing this? I saw it on Bro Bible, and I think it's been talked about a couple other spots, but sources say Anthony Davis could be dealt to the Lakers as soon as December 15th.
I've heard some rumblings. I don't think New Orleans wants to do that simply because of the fact that they have hopes, unless all hope is gone for them re-signing him and they realize they got to get something for him. I think that they're having a good enough year. Look, when they're healthy, they're not a bad team. I said this to you guys early in the year when they beat the Rockets. They're not a bad team. They're a playoff team in the West for sure. They've had a hard time staying healthy. But unless you're absolutely sold on the fact he's going somewhere else, I've heard the Warriors, if he signs,
well, this was
when
from
he's free.
Brandon Robinson on Twitter. And he said, does it match salaries? KCP will be dealt. He's eligible to be traded after the 15th. If it's a straight-up trade with the Pelicans, Lonzo will be in the deal, but the Lakers will be asking for Elfrid Payton or Ian Clark in return.
That can make the Lakers a lot better. But
yeah, he's done apparently some due diligence on this, and then they talk about Brandon Ingram would be the principal player in a trade.
See, there's a guy that I don't know about you, Nick. I'm just not sold on. I mean, everybody says
he was the guy that they wanted to build around.
Yeah, but now it's like, can he put weight on? Can he improve? Does he have an NBA body to endure the night in, night out? I don't know. If you're the Lakers and you have LeBron, and obviously he's still playing at a high level, but for how many more years? You need guys that can play now, and I think that's why Ball and Ingram are expendable.
Yeah, and if you have the opportunity to match LeBron with Anthony Davis and build your own big three.
And still have some money, I believe, for next year in free agency
that's
to
wild.
Go out and get another max player.
Yeah,
that's why Kobe's out there making statements like sooner rather than later, the Lakers are going to win another one. Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, look, the bottom line in all this is last year we couldn't stop talking about how great the Rockets were, their regular season, the franchise record, and the fact that, you know, they could go a long, long way, which they did. And how quickly it's turned to everyone nationally talking about everybody but the Rockets. Did you say Paul Pierce said their window's already closed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they better do something.
By the way, joining us next will be Lance Zierlein coming up at 2:30 to, I don't know, we talk about pretty much anything with Lance, not just football. So that should be fun. He'll be joining us next. And maybe you can join us next week. I'm trying to get the guys to come join me at Cowboys and Indians next Wednesday And hopefully you guys will be able to make it out there in listener land. And Nick and Joel and I are going to try to get out there as well on a Wednesday. And if you haven't gone, you need to go check it out. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is it's a fusion of Southern comfort and Indian food. And you are absolutely going to love this place. The food is delicious. They've got, first of all, from an Indian food perspective, you can get 30% off the Indian side of the menu on Mondays and Tuesdays as part of their 2-year anniversary. That's for a limited time. Mondays and Tuesdays, 30% off the Indian side of the menu. And you're saying, well, what's on there? Well, it's some of the best buttered chicken in Houston. I've had the lamb vindaloo. They have these kebabs that are to die for. The chicken is just tender and juicy and seasoned perfectly. It's amazing, man. You're going to love that food. And I wasn't even a big Indian food fan before I tried Cowboys and Indians. Haas and Imran and the crew over there has converted me, because these Indian food recipes, family recipes that have been passed down over the generations and perfected right there in the Cowboys and Indian Kitchen. And don't worry, if you're not an Indian food fan, but you love chicken fried steak or sliders or burgers, they've got something for everybody, even healthy food if you're trying to eat smart before the holidays. So get out there and try it out. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Make sure you mention the usual suspects and get 20% off the show favorite non-quesadillas. Those are quesadillas made with non-bread. And also don't forget, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will deliver Cowboys and Indians to your front door. And trivia on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! 90 in the books, 90 still to go on The Big Show. It's the second half of The Usual Suspects. Lance tied up with his NFL Network stuff, I'm sure. But he will be hopefully sliding in to join us a little later. We're looking for him. What would be now the third show that he considers himself a part of when he makes all of his number ones?
Well, once we hit number one, he will.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he'll claim us once we get
again,
to number one.
Back. I mean, we just want to point out, once we're back at number
been
one.
Been there, done that. But yeah. We plan on doing it again. But yeah, Lance, I heard them. That's a big thing these days, and he's taking a lot of heat from Granato and Dell about the fact that, you know, he's being mentioned on all these different shows. He claims to be a part of the Blitz.
He does.
Yeah,
I heard that, but I guess he's just showing some favoritism. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I was Googling.
Uh-oh.
The meaning behind the song "Wanted Dead or Alive."
Your turn, sir.
Yeah,
because
thanks.
On your list, you have Wanted Dead or Alive, which was going to be on my list at a suggestion of either Tyler or Camry. And then I realized that it's a song when he mentions the six string on his back. I've seen a million faces and I rocked them all.
That's when he shoots his... That's when he shoots his gun. He rocked them all.
That's not what that means. That's not... You know, it's a song about performing. It has to be a song about performing. In fact, according to Wiki...
He committed adultery. He was performing and he rocked the guy's wife.
Is adultery
and now
a crime?
Nope.
Or is it just frowned upon?
Hey, Nick, you shut up.
I don't believe it's a crime. I just believe it's frowned upon.
We didn't even throw up the Twitter poll and you're already disqualified.
Boy, I'm telling you, you just put it, you and me.
My songs are perfect. My songs are perfect. If you were disqualified.
My songs are perfect.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Anyways, I digress. I will.
No, you
I
don't.
Will not,
because you already stirred the pot.
No, I won't. I won't beat this dead, lying horse. I won't do it anymore. A couple of texts, and then we can.
You know, they're
keep
wanted dead or alive.
Yes,
the song is.
Can I give a big thanks to The Usual Suspects? Many months ago, y'all talked about tucking your undershirt into your underwear. I tried it this weekend for a function, and my dress shirt never came untucked. Game changer.
the You're more welcome. You know. There you go.
You are certainly welcome, sir. We try to inform you guys as best we can.
Indeed we do.
Nick can't do that because then the bottom of his shirt stinks.
That I don't do. I'd never do that. I would never do that.
Because he doesn't have any ballsy. So it See? Gets that. The tail See? Of his dress shirt just smells like a dump. Just a garbage truck ran it over. All right. Hey, Barry, I just saw Theo Von's coming in February. What are the chances you would be hosting for him? Slim and none. Apparently, the Houston Improv feels the need to never work me. So, although I'll be there Sunday.
How'd that work out?
Probably not the
Slam
best.
Slam them after and then yeah. prop them back up.
Well, it wasn't because of them that I'll be there. I mean, I've worked once in 5 years at the Improv on a weekend. I've worked off nights when other people are doing shows. Like this Sunday is a show not produced or, you know, by the Improv. So I'll be on that show. I get the off nights. They just don't use me on the weekends. I don't know why. Write your congressman or, you know what, email the Improv and ask them why they never worked me.
I'm pretty sure you're the reason why they follow me on Twitter, because I know they like you.
The Houston Improv?
Yeah.
Well,
they don't like you?
Like me?
Yeah.
I'm not saying they don't like me. I'm just saying they don't use me.
That means they don't like you. That's exactly what that means.
It's
when they don't use you, that means they don't like you, sir.
Listen, without throwing anyone under the bus and doing a bunch of mudslinging, as in any line of work, there are politics involved.
No.
What? I know. It's hard to believe that. So it's not that they don't like me. I think when I work the club, whether it be on an off night doing couples therapy or this Sunday, I don't even know what the show is called, to be honest with you. I got to go back and look at my schedule.
It's not important. You're not on it.
I am on it.
No, but you're not headlining.
Hey, I'm not headlining. But, you know, when I do a fine job those nights. And then the week that I hosted for Brendan Schaub, the manager was like, dude, like, cause I go out and I do my deal as a host. And he goes, no one's ever done that before. Like, you asked these questions of the audience, and it was really badass. Didn't matter.
I was at that set. I went to show support. I missed your set, but I went to show support.
For who? For who exactly did
I
you
was
show
there.
Support?
I was
for
there.
Comedy in Houston.
Does it matter I was 30 minutes late? Does it matter?
Yeah.
Comedy
no.
in Houston. You showed
no,
support.
It totally
for- That's
matters.
Still showing support for you if I'm there.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Would I show support for you if I listened to our first hour, but not the hours that you did with Dell on the Palillo show? Would that be showing you support,
Present,
Nick?
Accounted for. I would say yes.
Really? Yeah. Really? Because I didn't listen at all, but I listened to the next show, so I was showing you support.
I feel like you're underappreciating my presence. I drove all the way from Mo City to the Improv to catch
to
your show.
Brendan Schaub,
well, Brendan Schaub was pretty good.
Not me, you went for Brendan Schaub. You didn't go for me. You probably forgot I was there, even though I gave you the tickets.
No, I like, knew. I knew.
Oh,
it was
I totally
actually,
forgot.
I'm going to totally blame my friend on that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Took forever for him to get ready.
Okay.
No.
Was it a date? Was it a... Oh, no, it was a dude. It wasn't a date. Well...
See, I knew you were going to do that, too.
I had to get him back somehow. I had to, you know, turn us around on him because he was winning. I can't allow that. I can't have that happen. Are you kidding me? No way. All right. Real quick, I want to mention this because I thought this was a cool story. Mm-hmm. And I want to get it off of our list of topics because we didn't talk about it Monday and we didn't talk about it Tuesday, but it's been on there all week to talk about. And it won't take long, but this Tyson Fury fight, it happened. Shout out to Trey, by the way, because he called it. Our boxing expert from Vortex that we had on the show Friday to talk boxing, he nailed it. Everything Trey said was going to happen happened, except for the decision, which was completely crooked, which was completely fixed. But that's not even what I want to talk about necessarily, because there's going to be rematches because everybody involved can make more money. Mm-hmm. But speaking of the money, Tyson Fury came out and said that he's going to donate all 8 million pounds that he made to helping the poor and building homes for the homeless back in the UK. He said that when he was in LA, he realized how big of a problem homelessness is. Because if you've not been to
bad.
LA,
yeah.
Holy cow. The only one worse that I've seen is Portland. It's really bad. I mean,
go to Venice Beach. Go.
Yeah. Man. I mean, they've got a whole area called Skid Row where there's just thousands and thousands upon homeless people that live. They just basically took over that part of the city. But he basically said, look, I I'm a boxer. It's what I do. I'm going to give it to the poor. I'm going to build homes for the homeless. I don't really have much use for it. I'm not interested in becoming a millionaire or a billionaire. I'm a boxer, not a businessman. And I'll probably go down the same route as every other boxer. Skint at the end of it all. I admire the hell out of somebody that can look 8 million pounds even in the face and say, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't need it. That's not me. I'm a gypsy. I've always been a gypsy.
I wouldn't do that. That's for sure.
Hell no.
Taking that money.
Give six and keep two. What are you doing?
Well, regardless, I mean, the fact of the matter, look, I kudos to him for doing it.
Man, it's amazing.
But yeah, especially when you are setting it up for saying at some point in my life, I'm probably going to be there and you give away that much. That's, man. That's a lot.
He's going to go home and build homeless shelters and homes for the homeless. And he said there's a lot of homeless people in the streets and more than I've ever seen in my life. So it's crazy, man. I wanted to mention that because I think it's rare that you see that nowadays where someone is just handed $8 million in the span of a few weeks of their life for, you know, training for the fight and then it taking place. But I tell you what, other than a couple of flash knockdowns, it really was as Trey called it. I mean, he really did outbox Wilder. In every sense of the word. So
$10 million. I just really wanted to know how much 8 million pounds.
$10 million, and he's giving it all away. See, and that's what I'm saying. Just give away $8 million and keep two. $2 million's fine. We talked about this the other day. Mm-hmm. That'll last you a long time.
Invest.
Especially if you live, you know, modestly, like it sounds like he does.
Or if you don't need it now.
Just, you're right.
Invest it, and then when you do need it, it'll actually be worth more. Mm. And you still have, for tax purposes and otherwise, too, you can deduct all that stuff you gave away.
Yeah.
All right, we got plenty more to get to. The second ever Hall of Fame class for Houston sports is out.
I have beef with that, too.
I do, too.
Stupid.
A little bit shocked about the people that are getting in, at least because of the fact that the other people they may have overlooked. We'll get to that, and we'll get to other things. Lance Zierlein still will try and join us before 4 o'clock. And if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go! Need even hour number two of the big show. It is the usual suspects on a way back Wednesday. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel here with you as the sports mappers will join us at the top of the hour. We've covered a lot of ground already, but still lots of stuff to get to.
We have. And Jose Subias on Twitter says, so are you guys next in line to use Lance Zierlein on the train? I don't know what that means. All I know is that LZ big timed us.
Which he does a lot. Let's just be honest.
I feel like he big timed us and just.
Well, I don't do my due diligence and remind him like 3 or 4 hours in advance.
Even then, he's just going to be like, "I don't have time for that. I'm doing NFL Network stuff, which is way more important."
You can get him off the phone or out of his office is if you just have food.
He deserves to get picked on a little bit, doesn't he, for big timing us?
Yeah. You know when you mention Raheel and he comes in the studio, all you got to do is put food in the bullpen and Lance will come out. But other than that, he's either on his phone
of food
or. In the office. Uh-oh.
When you guys were at Luke's, Lance brought this kimchi stuff in studio.
What is it?
Oh, my God. It stunk up literally.
Smelled like a foot, didn't it?
What
from
is it?
From Culture Map through the past the ESPN studios, it bust the left, went past the SB Nation red. That's how bad
what
and
is
how
it?
Foul. It's like a it's like fermented cabbage is what kimchi is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it smells awful.
Yeah. Why would he bring that in? Because he just wasn't going to eat it?
No, he brought it in to eat it, and he heated it up.
Oh, he didn't share it with anybody else.
And nobody would have wanted that. It stunk up literally
the
whole floor.
It smells like bull shrimp.
Barry would have been so mad.
Oh, I would have been pissed.
You would have been you should be so glad that you were on at I don't know if it was Luke's or
yeah, it was Luke's
where
Friday.
It was.
Yeah,
I'm constantly giving that guy food and bringing in food and getting making sure I tell him that there's food out there, and he's just so selfish. He'll eat everybody else's food. He just doesn't give anybody food, and then what he does is you tell me he's bringing stinky food in here.
Yeah, you've called him out about the food quite a bit, and I think you're right. But the kimchi stuff really bothered me. That stunk. That was terrible.
Somebody texted the show and said, you guys are always great. Love listening. But Barry is a little bit of a bitch on Wednesdays. Keep up the good work. Well, at least you get it, sir. At least you understand. At least you're picking up what we're putting down.
Well, then if he understands the dad jokes and the puns, yeah. It'll start making sense. Everybody can start making sense of it.
You can't get everybody to get it, so that's all right.
We just try on a daily basis.
I am a bit of a bitch on Wednesdays, though.
Hey, you want to talk about this Fantasy Island deal
and
you were
Tuesdays,
talking about the other day?
And Thursdays and Fridays. Huh? The dumbass that went out there and got himself killed.
Yeah, because I had seen the story on the news, but
I was fascinated by this, and I didn't know about it. Andy Huggins told me about it when we were doing our gig on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I had seen several news stories on
it. He was reading the paper, and he's like, oh, look at this kid. And apparently, so this, and I don't have all the details. I suppose I could Google it and get you all of the minute details and facts, but that's not the point. The point is there was this kid
who was a college student,
very religious his whole life, and he had read about this island off the coast of India in the Bay of Bengal. And this island has been inhabited. What did I say it wrong? You looked at me.
No. I just think it sounds funny. No, I couldn't tell you if you said it wrong or right, honestly. I just think
it sounds funny. Believe me, we'll have a listener tell you.
Yeah.
It's coming.
So this kid wanted to spread the word of Jesus Christ onto this island. He's wanting to do his calling and go in. What is that called when you...
Like a mission?
Yeah, kind of like that. But he wanted to... So the thing about this island is it's so isolated, and it's never been touched by technology or the outside world. These people speak a language that no one knows. No one is allowed to go on this island. In fact, the government in India has made it a crime for any outsiders to go on this island. And the reason is because these people have not been visited, so they don't have the immune system. If you just show up with a common cold, it would wipe out all 50 or 100 people that live on this island. They just don't have the immunity.
But like you said, it's a known fact that people said. The other thing is they just don't want any. They don't want
anybody.
Getting
there. I'm setting it up.
Okay.
So you can't go to this island. The other part of it is that they don't want to be visited. They don't want the use of technology or anything else. And when you try to go to the island, they have killed. They fishermen accidentally have gone to this island and been killed. So if you even try to go there, they've been known to kill people. And so they've warned people, don't go to this island for many, many reasons. So this kid growing up was fascinated by it, and he wanted to go there, and he wanted to take the word of God and the Bible to these people and then translate it for them. And then I did read that he brought scissors, a safety pin, and a soccer ball, or some safety pins and a soccer. That was his gifts to these people.
What? His name, John Allen Chow.
Yeah.
But he was keeping a diary. And as part of what I had seen, he had written in his diary, I am going to spread the word of God and the love to all of the people of this new, I believe it's North Sentinel Island.
That's what it is, North Sentinel Island. So he shows up. He sneaks onto the island, first of all. He's there because obviously you can't do it. So he sneaks onto the island, and then he's like, okay, I'm here. And then as he's walking down the beach, arrows from all over the place just rain down and kill this dude. And now no one can go get the body because no one's allowed on the island. So the body is just sitting there on the beach, dead.
With a bunch of spears in him?
Yeah, and arrows. And he even said that God will protect me. Well,
he paid fishing boats to drop him off. He was 27 years old. He paid the fishermen who dropped him off. And as he approached the island, the islanders immediately shot arrows at him. And he still made more attempts to reach the island. And the first time they shot arrows at him, he got away. He said he stopped. He went back two more times until they got
him. He was asking for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, oh no, you're gonna love Jesus. I'm coming in.
But what if you're the fisherman with the boat, right? Because that's how he got to the island. Mm-hmm. Are you taking him all the way to shore?
For his money? Oh, no, they probably dropped him off.
You're swimming the last 100 yards.
The fishermen got to be like,
they were probably like, here's two paddles, bro. The rest of the way is yours. I'm not going that far.
Hope you got some stamina.
Especially in 2006 when two fishermen died. And then there was a boat. If you look on Google Maps, because I was fascinated by this, so I'm actually on Google Maps looking at the island. If you go to the northwest quadrant of the island on the shore, you see a shipwreck. You see a ship because the water is just beautiful and clear. And you can plainly see that there's a ship that wrecked on shore. So I Googled that. And apparently they were worried that these people were going to come on board the ship and kill them. They were sending signals like, please hurry. We don't know how long we're going to last because these people don't want us here and they're going to murder us. They said they're building boats to come get us.
So
it's crazy, man.
So the British colonial occupation of the islands decimated the tribes living there years ago, wiping out thousands of their tribespeople. Only a fraction still live there. So they fear outsiders. And the people that are giving the report said it's understandable. The director of tribal protections said. And then, Nick, to your point, all seven people who helped him get to the island were actually charged with breaking laws that protect tribes in India, contributing to his death. And his family had to come out and say, look, he did this on his own. It was his choice. Don't prosecute the people that helped him get to the island.
And then they even talked about the fact that should the Indian government put this tribe up for murder? Because that's what it was. It was murder. But I don't think you can. If you had a law telling people don't go on the island, you kind of got what you deserved. I mean, if they don't want to be bothered and they don't want people there, and you know that, they've made it very clear. If you go there and you die, and you were told you'll die if you go, I don't really feel sorry for you.
And in his diaries, he kept saying, going back to these islands, there's so much to see and do there. I need to go back.
And Andy made the point, which I thought was really good. He said that this kid probably, in his own weird way, thought he would be a martyr for Christianity by doing it.
I guess so.
Oh, well.
All right.
Hope it was worth it.
It'll be worth it next hour. Sports Mappers, join us next, and it'll be more of the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. But they can't deflect because having cash is highly addictive, especially when you used to have the money to live with. I pull a step back, look at my life as a whole. Ain't no love, it seems the devil does.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.